greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live with the Shepherd's Call tonight around the world. WWRB 3.185. Got a great program. Won't you stay tuned? We're still in Festival of the First Passover right here at Hallelujah Acres, having a wonderful time. Yahweh's blessed us with 8 souls added to the flock and the kingdom. And that's why we're here to win souls. That's the whole purpose. And we're so thankful for those who were baptized, who repented, were baptized. And what about those that failed to repent? We're going to talk about it tonight. The title, really, of our message is located in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 39. Then it reads like this. Simply, I kill. Tonight's title of the message, I kill. Now, who does? I wound. I make my arrows drunk with blood. My sword shall devour flesh. Now, we know that Yahweh drowned the first world flood. He drowned many who turned back, miscegenated, or would not obey his commandments. How many? I don't know. But it was several. Now, why did he do that? Because of disobedience. Is he going to do it again? Well, the Bible says he's coming back. Everybody's talking about sweet Jesus coming back, and, you know, and we're going to be raptured out, and we're going to have a great, great gathering. Listen what the Bible says. Yahweh rains fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, I want to ask you a question. As it was in the days of Noah, where he drowned many people, killed them. He killed them. He said, I wound, I kill. I make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh. Yahweh said, I kill. Now, there's nothing wrong with killing. Killing is justified because our nation tells us that it's justified when we go to war. All some rich dude has to do, sitting up in the White House, is say, I want you to go over and kill all those people in wherever. Let's say Iraq. I want you to go over to Afghanistan. I want you to go to Germany. I want you to go to the countries abroad and kill. We don't like it when it comes our way, but we don't mind killing those that are in our way or in the king's way. Listen to what Yahweh done. He rained fire and brimstone in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. We're going to have fire and brimstone, according to the Bible, raining down. Somebody's going to get killed. Look at Lot's wife fleeing from this scene. She decided, after being told not to, she decided she was missing something, and she turned back. And for turning back, she was killed. No mercy. Now consider yourself if you don't receive any mercy, because God's going to kill you. He's going to destroy you. His blood, his arrows are going to be drunk with your blood. And he don't miss. When he aims at you, he's going to hit you. Look at Er. He was wicked in the sight of Yahweh in Genesis 38:7, and so Yahweh killed him. Onan, he was wicked in the sight of Yahweh in Genesis 38 and verse 10, and he killed him. Well, what about the Egyptian plague? He killed the Egyptians, killed all of their firstborn. You say, Well, you know, no just God would kill little babies. Oh, what a horrible God. You see, we've gone to this sweet Jesus scenario in the New Testament, and we've forgotten the wrath of the Almighty God. In Exodus chapter 12, 29 through 30, it says that God, Yahweh, killed every Egyptian firstborn, and they died. And then when he delivered his people toward the promised land, he killed Pharaoh. He led him into a trap. He enticed old Pharaoh, hardened his heart, done all kinds of things to get him killed. Yahweh is a strange, jealous, peculiar, I don't care about you. If you get in my way, I'll kill you. You're not going to live if Yahweh is against you. Now, if he's for you, nobody can be against you. But if he's against you, nobody can be for you. Yahweh helped Moses and Joshua kill the Amalekites in Exodus 17 and 13. Look what he done to Aaron's crowd in Exodus 32. He killed them for dancing naked around a golden calf with idolatry worship. Yahweh killed. Now, I don't know why he didn't kill Aaron, because Aaron hearkened unto the people. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can't hearken unto the people. You can't listen to them. They murmur and they complain. So, but he did kill Aaron's sons for offering strange fire before Yahweh in Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. He killed them. Now, you reckon that old Aaron wept for his children? I think probably he did. But that didn't soften Yahweh up. He'll kill you. He says he will. I will dip my arrows in your blood. I'll kill you. Well, you say, well, what about, you know, the scripture where it says in the Ten Commandments? Sounds hypocritical, for it says, thou shalt not kill. It don't say that. That's just a false, erroneous translation by the error of the translators who put in there, thou shalt not kill. Yahweh has killed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. Millions probably be the more accurate numbers, of into the millions. He's even killed babies. He killed David's offspring with Bathsheba. Killed it dead. Punished David and Bathsheba because of their transgressions. Yahweh has no respect of persons. He killed a blasphemer in Leviticus chapter 24, verse 10. Now, what do you think he's going to do to you when you blaspheme the name of Yahweh? You think you're going to escape? I wouldn't think so. He burned to death a large number for complaining. Really? Yeah. Numbers 11 and 1, read it. He killed a large number of his own people, the Israelites, for complaining. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if that was true today, there'd be a lot of people killed today for complaining, because that's basically about all they do, murmur and complain. Praise God, we've been in Passover Festival here with 8 souls added to the Kingdom Book, or confirmed on the book, they were actually born from above. They weren't born again, as the erroneous rendering of the scripture. They were born from above. Their names on the Lamb's book from the foundation. They just found a place in Yahweh to come to with willing participants who are about their Father's business, going about to do good, not to complain. They murmured, and he killed them for just complaining in Numbers 11 and 1. How many? A large number. A large number. Now, well, what about the food? Didn't have enough. Wasn't what I wanted. Couldn't get to it. I'm telling you, folks, folks will complain about anything. Did you know that Yahweh doesn't want you complaining? In Numbers chapter 11, verse 33, there it is. They complained about food, and he killed a very large number by sending among them a very great plague. These are Yahweh's people. All they did was complain about the food. Maybe it wasn't cold or hot or whatever. I don't know. Maybe they didn't have enough. I don't know. But he killed them. Take heed, lest you also have an unbelieving heart of unbelief, and he'll kill you too. Yahweh killed those who murmured with a plague in Numbers chapter 14. A large number. Probably 30,000. It's estimated that he killed over 30,000. 30,000! Well, what funerals they went to. Boy, Israel. And Israel, he's doing this not to the enemy. He's doing this to the Israelites who were murmuring and complaining, offering strange fire, dancing naked. Those who would not obey him, those who spilled their seed, those that were wicked. He rained fire and brimstone on all of the evil of Sodom and Gomorrah. And a man that picked up sticks on the Sabbath in Numbers chapter 15, he struck him dead. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, he's not the same God yesterday. Well, the Bible says he's the same one, that's Yahweh now, yesterday, today, and forever. He's going to take his vengeance. It's coming, his wrath is coming on the people of disobedience. Look at our country. You say that we're blessed? You say that Yahweh's mercy and grace is still upon us? Probably is, because he ain't killed us all. We all deserve it. We've all sinned. We've all come short. We are murmurs and complainers. We don't get enough food when we want it. It's not cold enough. It's not hot enough. It ain't where we like to eat. Now notice this. Korah, Dothan, and Abram and their families, he killed them in Numbers chapter 16. Read the book of Numbers. Preferably starting with chapter 2, finding their positions and their alignments, and then their disobedience, starting as early as the 11th chapter, and going on through. Here, we're already up to the 14th chapter, and he's killed way over 100,000 already. He burned to death a bunch of them for offering incense in Numbers 16, 35, and 16, 25. Or 16:10 for complaining. In Numbers 16:49, again he kills them. The Aradites in Numbers 21, he killed approximately 3,000 of them for complaining about the lack of food and water. Yahweh sent snakes, fiery serpents that bit the people, and many of them died in Numbers 21, verse 16. Yahweh is not to be laughed at or mocked or taken for granted. I don't care if it is his people, he'll kill you. Now, his power to lay your life down, and he has power to take it up if he wants to. But if you keep on complaining and you keep on ignoring Yahweh's laws and you keep on failing to keep them because there's so many things for you to do today, do you believe honestly that when Yahweh comes in flame and fire, taking vengeance on them that don't know him, haven't repented and got baptized and sealed with the Holy Spirit, do you think that these people that haven't obeyed are going to escape when those that do obey barely escape? If the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the sinner and the ungodly appear? Did you know the Bashatites, that Yahweh delivered them into Moses' hand, and Moses killed every one of them until there was none left alive? Again, in the book of death, Numbers. No one would call it Numbers. It should be called the number of the dead. I mean, it's unreal. Just take an estimate of how many that he killed here in the book of Numbers. They committed whoredom with the daughters of Moab. Look what he done to them in Numbers 25 and 9. A great plague. And Yahweh moved in there and started killing in the book of Numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you, you better watch what you sow because you're going to reap that. They committed whoredom. What? Well, ain't no such thing today as whoredom. Sweet Jesus loves whoremongers and thieves, and he don't either. He don't say that. He said, for those will never inherit the kingdom of heaven. So what's changed about the God of the Old Testament versus the God of the New? Nothing but weak-minded, fact-changing disciples of the devil who promise you liberty when all you're going to get for your trouble is you're going to get killed along with them. You're going to get destroyed along with them that doesn't love Yahweh. Oh, yeah. We don't have enough food. Don't have enough water. Yahweh sent fiery serpents down upon them. Oh, man. Many of them died in Numbers 21:6. Notice this. In the Midianite massacre, 32,000 virgins were kept alive. 32,000 of them. So how many do you believe that he killed that wasn't virgins? Now what did it have to do with it? In Numbers 31, and reading the chapter, you'll find that the Midianites were offspring from the house of Lot, who was a righteous man. His daughters in manifested, but Yahweh still accepted these that had not mixed or mingled with the heathen of the land. Killed every one of them except 32,000 virgins. The slaughter of the Anakim, the children of Esau, and the Horam. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 21, he killed all of them, probably as many as 5,000, it's estimated. So Yahweh hardened the king of Heshbon's heart so that the Israelites could massacre his people, including they wiped out several cities, according to Deuteronomy in chapter 2, verse 33. You think this nation is going to escape the wrath of Yahweh when he set his own people up? He hardened the heart of Heshbon's heart so that the Israelites could massacre his people, including among them several cities. I mean, he can move on you to even turn unrighteous. Because if that's the way he wants you, that's the way you're going to be. You can't do nothing, because it's the potter, not the clay, that does the talking. It is the potter that does the walking. It's the potter that does the killing, and you can't reply, "Well, why'd you make me like this for?" Massacre of Jericho. Now, boy, there's a good one. Joshua chapter 6. Go over there and take a look at what happened to that city after they mocked, after they hid behind 16 to 32 feet thick walls of rock and stone, of mortar that were built that it could not be penetrated, or at least that's what they thought. And here, a bunch of little Israelite girls went out with a few tambourines and caused, when the ark was brought around, and they shouted the shout of the king, the walls fell, and Israel killed everything that breathed. Now you say, well, we don't do that no more. And the book of Joshua chapter 7, Yahweh tells Joshua to stone Achan and his family to death. Stone them to death. Now, the Bible said those that broke Yahweh's law, they died without mercy. Stone them to death for taking the accursed idols in Joshua chapter 7, verse 10. He tells Joshua to attack Ai and do that which he did to Jericho, which is kill everyone. Yahweh will kill you. You're nothing but a piece of flesh. And if you ain't been sanctified, if you ain't loved him, if you ain't kept his commandments, I mean, you're gonna have problems. You're gonna have gay problems. You know why? He told Joshua to attack Ai and to kill everything, just like he killed up in Jericho. In the book of Joshua. Now, we're only covering two books here. The book of Numbers and the book of Joshua. So far, we've killed thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, and most of them Israelites. The disobedient, unthankful, unholy, murmuring and complaining Israelites that deserve to die. Do you think that you will escape this great salvational message? Don't you think it's time to be about your father's business? We should have had 6,000 or 7,000 people here at Hallelujah Acres. Well, we didn't hardly have room for that many. But we could have spilled out into the to the wayside. And we could have called up reserves. People could come and donate and have a place. We could purchase a large piece of ground or property to worship on. But the people are too busy, as they were in the book of Joshua, where they were dwelling in safety in Jericho. Oh, our mighty city can't be defeated. Well, we're righteous over here. Look at them little ragtag girls out there beating them tambourines and saying that they're going to kill all of us. But lo and behold, it happened. It happened. He slaughtered the Amorites and even chased them along the way as they tried to escape in Joshua 10. Those that tried to run away from the battle, those that tried to escape, those that said enough, when they saw the Amorites, when they saw Yahweh slaughter them. It says that he even chased them. Well, you don't want Yahweh after you, ask Moses. Moses got up a little bit out of line and hanging out at the motel when he ought to have been about his father's business and on a journey, moving on. I mean, he just couldn't get away from that nice, luxurious motel or hotel out in the middle of the burning desert. Probably it's a long journey, and maybe he just didn't feel good. But did you know that Yahweh, for his disobedience, come down there that night and tried to kill him? Kill the prophet. What would make you any different than the lay member if you're not worthy of the job that is assigned to you? It means that you've got more responsibility. Oh, we've got a lot of chiefs. They want to be in the driver's seat, but they don't want to be doing no driving. We got a lot of people that wants to see a place built to worship, but they don't want to give nothing to build it. Got a lot of people that like to eat more, but they wouldn't want to buy any food. Be sure, ladies and gentlemen, that your sins find you out, because Yahweh is not to be mocked. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. Praise Yahweh. Now, why would you reap that? It says that Yahweh is a strange, peculiar God, and that he will kill you at a blink of an eye. His arrows run deep and bring blood. Well, you say, it was just a little innocent child, and God loves all children. Well, let me tell you something. Look here. Yahweh delivered the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the enemy, in Judges chapter 1, verse 4. Read the book of Judges here. We just jumped out of the book of Joshua, the killing book, the book of Numbers, where we started the killer book, and the text, and I have not even begun to get into Deuteronomy, a blessing if you serve me and a curse if you don't. I haven't even gone there. I could preach in that one book all night long. But I want to give you some examples that Yahweh delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites and Judges and killed every one of them. Ehud delivers a message from God. And that message was a knife in the king's belly. Judges chapter 3:15. He killed that king. by laying a knife in his belly. You know, he don't respect kings any more than he would respect a peon. You think because you've got purple on? You think because you've got a credit card? You think because you've got a savings account? And you look down your long nose at a poor man that comes to the festival? And you have respect to those who are rich or got money, and you cater to them, and you forget the poor man? Why, Yahweh will kill you in a minute. Put a knife in your belly. Yahweh delivered the Moabites in Judges chapter 3, verse 28, and about 30,000, it's estimated, who cleared the hurdle with the mercy. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I'll let my wrath fall on those I don't. He's a peculiar God. He massacred the Canaanites in Judges chapter 4. Again, he killed the hell out of them. The Bible says in the book of Judges chapter 7 that he forces the Midianite soldiers to kill each other. They turned their swords in confusion upon each other and killed each other. How many? 120,000. Now, I want you to think about that for just a moment. You know, maybe the United Nations is going to send 120,000 troops down south to maintain order. It's going to take more than that. When Yahweh gets stirred up, he can actually turn the invading soldiers on themselves and have them to kill one another. In this case, it was an example, and there's nothing new under the sun for what it's already been. So if that's been, it's already been, and if it's already been, it's due to happen again. They killed each other, literally 120,000 died at the sword of their own comrades. Now, boy, I mean, that's something else right there. He delivers the Amorites to Jephaniah to slaughter in Judges chapter 11. We ain't even left the book of Judges. In the 11th chapter, Judges 11, verse 32 and 33, he delivered the Amorites right into the little soldiers' hands. And he slaughtered them. Probably over 1,000 of them, or maybe more. Because when Yahweh charges you up like he did Samson in Judges chapter 14, he put a charge in Samson's muscles, although he didn't put a charge in his head, that's where he needed to be charged. Because Samson, with his brute strength and his stupid head, fell for the little lady that he fell in love with, and she betrayed him into the hands, and the Bible says, you know, you better watch, revealing even that which is worthy to the wife that sleeps on your arm. You better be careful. The Spirit of Yahweh came upon Samson, and he slayed 1,000 men with the jawbone of an ass. Now, I'm telling you, that's getting pretty good when you can take a jawbone of an ass and beat the hell out of 1,000 men. I'm telling you, Yahweh, when he gets ticked off, and I do believe that Yahweh's getting tired of people denying his festivals, breaking his laws, failing to keep his Sabbath, failing to understand, out here running after the world. Yahweh's going to deliver you into the hand of the slaughter of the great day. Armageddon that we talked about last night on the program, Armageddon seems to me like Armageddon's getting close and Yahweh's getting us ready for a slaughter. Now, whether you want the slaughter or you are in the slaughter remains to be where your heart's at. Remains to be the test is to try you. The test is to put your house in order. Now, I taught, I don't know, 7 or 8 hours on that mess. I couldn't get off that one. Set your house in order. Yahweh had Samson to actually go out and create terror among the Philistines. They were scared to death of this man. So they got to him. You better be careful. You may be strong. You may be able to kill 1,000 at your right hand or chase 1,000 at your left hand. But if you give your strength to some other purpose other than what Yahweh designated, and he said, I tell you, you better not fail to assemble 3 times a year. But you lazy, trifling, sorry, low down, uncircumcised and unsanctified people that'll lay around and hide your face and hide your heart and hide your feelings. When it's time to go festival, you've got something better to do. Yeah, I need to watch a ball game. I've got to go on vacation. It's vacation time in our town. Go on. You let Yahweh smite you, you wicked Edomite, you wicked, no good, sorry, low down Israelite. It'd been better for you to not been chosen by him than to been chosen and fail to carry out the mission that was appointed you. It'd be better for you not to even know the way than to know it and not obey it. That's why that Yahweh's getting this country ready for a slaughter. They're going to be killing many blood up to the horse's bridle. I was just standing in front of a horse today and looking at him, and he's a pretty good-sized fella. Blood up to the reins of his bridle with a sword of Yahweh dipped in blood. The day of slaughter is at hand. The Benjamites in Judges chapter 20, there was a great slaughter. 25,000 of them, be exact. Benjamites, you can get out of order. Ephraimites, you can get out of order. Matter of fact, the book of Amos said that the house of Ephraim became drunkards, ramblers and gamblers, entertainers and whatever. They didn't love the ways of Yahweh. They went a whoring. Let me tell you something. Yahweh delivered the Philistines in 1 Samuel 14 and 12 up for a great slaughter. And ladies and gentlemen, that was a great killing that day. Yahweh forced the Philistine soldiers to kill each other in 1 Samuel 14 and 20. Forced them. They had to obey him. Let every sword be against his brother. And the first thing you know, instead of killing the enemy, they're killing each other with a great slaughter. One angel sent down from heaven killed 185,000 men. Could have been some women and children around there. I don't know. But Yahweh's got no respect of person. When you're on the other side and he sends his men in to hack you to death, you're going to die. When he stirs up the mind of the pure and the warriors, one can chase 1,000 and 2 of them can put 10,000 flat, and don't give me no sweet Jesus crap. It ain't going to happen. When he comes back in flame and fire, he's going to take vengeance on them that don't know Yahweh. Did you know that Yahweh smote Nabal in 1 Samuel 25:38, hardened his heart and smote him because he wouldn't assist Yahweh's army? He delivers the Philistines to David in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 19. Now, we've only gone through three or four books here, and we're killing everything in sight. Yahweh is a killer. Yahweh will kill you, literally kill you. And, well, you say, well, he's not going to kill my children. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 14, he kills David's son and Bathsheba's little baby. Killed it. It died. It had to pay for their sin. Did you know that Yahweh sent a 3-year famine because Saul disobeyed Yahweh in 2 Samuel 21? A 3-year famine that Yahweh sent, and literally 50,000 estimated people died in that plague. 50,000. Well, what about the 7 sons of Saul that disobeyed, that Yahweh hung their heads up before Yahweh, which is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 6 through 9. Yahweh killed the 7 sons of Saul. Now, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it is a time of trouble coming on this country such as the world has never seen. You know why? Because of disobedience. They have failed to keep my commandments. They have failed to honor me. They have failed. Now, we got a census going on right now. The government's sending out census takers. What if Yahweh sent around some census takers to the festival? And you weren't there when you should have been. And Yahweh put your name on the hit list. Your name could be written on a kill list coming up real soon. Now, when David was ordered through an evil spirit to actually bring a census, they were probably 200,000, including women and children, in 2 Samuel 24:13 and 1 Chronicles 21:7, 70,000 plus died before the hand of Yahweh, the swordsman, could be stayed before David could build an altar. You idiots out there don't even know how to build one, let alone get on one. You can't get on it before you build it. And if you built it, you'd have to know how to ask. And so we are carried away with every wind and doctrine, won't acknowledge the truth of the Bible. Oh, he didn't mean that. That's under the law, Pastor Buddy. We don't do that no more over here. Did you know that there was a false prophet that was actually Yahweh's prophet? Yeah, Yahweh's got some false prophets. They're sent to teach you and preach to you a lie. They have an anointing. In 1 Kings chapter 13, a lion spirit got in the mouth of the lion prophet, and he called Yahweh's true prophet to die because he listened to him. You can believe a lion, be damned yourself. You ought not to do that. Baashai killed everyone in the house of Jeroboam, according to the saying of Yahweh. 1 Kings 15, 29. Could have been 10,000. Could have been 1,000. I don't know. But it was a large house of Jeroboam. He was a very important man with a large family. And the Bible said Yahweh's word come down to Bashai, and he said, kill them, every one of them. And he killed them. I mean, they was blood flowing in the street. Now, notice this. Zimri killed everyone in the house of Bashai after he committed the same sins according to the word of Yahweh in 1 Kings chapter 16. Did you know that religious leaders were killed in a prayer contest in 1 Kings 18:22 through 40? Religious leaders were killed. They lost their life because they lost the praying contest. When Elijah went up on the mountain and called on Yahweh, as opposed to the prophets of Baal who called on Baal, cut themselves and prayed all day long, and when the sword of Yahweh got done, there was a bloodbath. The brook at Kidron was running red with the blood of the false worshiping prophets. Did you know that Yahweh delivered the Syrians into the hands of the house of Israel in 1 Kings chapter 20? Probably 100,000 of them died, approximately. 100,000. Yahweh makes a wall to fall on the Syrian soldiers in 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 30. A wall fell on them. No doubt they didn't think that there was a hand on that wall. They couldn't see one. But bless God, for their disobedience, they felt one. Yahweh took his hand, mighty hand, and pushed the wall over and killed, according to the word of Yahweh. Now, I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh even sent a lion to eat a man for not killing a prophet. Now, ain't that something? Yeah, now listen to this. Yahweh sent a lion to eat a man who disobeyed his command when he was told to kill a prophet in 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 35. Let the lion kill the prophet that failed to kill the prophet. I mean, we're talking about Ahazi is killed for talking to the wrong God. In 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 2, he talked to the wrong God, and Ahazi was killed. And the Bible says in 2 Kings, he was burned to death. Burned to death. Yahweh sends two bears out of the woods to kill children for making fun of Elisha's bald head. Now, here's the old bald-headed Elisha. He's walking through the countryside, and here is the mocking children, and Yahweh sends the bear out to kill them. You say, oh, God wouldn't do nothing like that, Pastor Buddy. Well, I believe that they were 42 of them manged and ripped because Yahweh is tired of people and their disobedience. In the last days, it's going to be the greatest slaughter since the beginning of time called Armageddon. We're heading toward Armageddon. Armageddon is a place where there's going to be a slaughter, where there's going to be a war, and if you're not ready, if you're not willing, if you're not able to take up your torture stake and follow him, you're going to be trampled to death for disobeying Elijah. In 2 Kings chapter 12, verse 7, did you know that Yahweh is going to curse you, and he's going to kill you, and he's going to tell you not to attend a festival one day, because if you go, you're going to get killed. You're going to get trampled to death for disobeying Elijah. Now, nothing new under the sun. In 2 Kings 7:17, Yahweh said, you're going to be trampled to death. And Yahweh calls for seven-year famine. In 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 1, he kills approximately 10,000 people. Approximately. Now, that's a long time. What about Yahweh calling for 7 years of famine in the United States? People will already run over you at McDonald's if you are in their way to keep them from suffering a hunger pain. I mean, they can't wait 2 minutes on a burger, let alone 3 years on a sandwich or a dry morsel of bread. 7 year famine in 2 Kings chapter 8 verse 1. 7 years of famine. Well, look at old Jezebel. In 2 Kings chapter 9 verse 33. Look what happened to her and her ministers. Jehoah killed all that remained unto Ahab in Samaria, according to the saying of Yahweh in 2 Kings chapter 10. How many was it? I don't know. But he killed every one of them. Yahweh sent lions to kill the foreigners. In 2 Kings 17, lions. I mean, it'd be just like Ringling Brothers Circus coming to town in the Arizona desert where these foreigners are coming in by the thousands. What if Yahweh created instantly by snapping his finger some ferocious, hungry lions and turned them loose in the desert? Well, it looks like he's going to have to, because none of the Israelites have got enough backbone to stand up to this administration who is saying right now, well, the Arizona law is going to be challenged. Well, we know it's going to be challenged. Who by? By the unbelieving liberals who want this country turned over to the heathen and made a third world country. Yahweh smote the Ethiopians in 2 Chronicles 14 and 9. Possibly 100,000 of them died. Yahweh kills Yehoram by making his bowels fall out of his body in 2 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 14. He killed the Judean soldiers because they had forsaken him in 2 Chronicles 28, 6. 120,000. That don't mean nothing to Yahweh. That don't mean a thing. Ezekiel's wife in Ezekiel 24, 15, verse 18. He killed Ananias and Sapphira in Acts in chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. He killed Herod in the book of Acts. He's still killing over in the New Testament. He's still wreaking havoc. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you better get your house in order. You better watch, for sudden destruction can greatly come upon you. I kill, I wound, I make my arrows drunk with the blood of the disobedient, and most of them are his people. He's going to kill the disobedient. He's going to stick a sword in their belly. He's going to run them over. He's going to push a wall over them. He's going to flood them out. It's going to be a great slaughter in the name of Yahweh. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh is a strong tower. He don't bend for nobody. He don't give in for a foe or friend. If you are on the wrong side of Yahweh's wrath, you're going to pay for it. If you don't know the truth, you ain't going to be free. If you don't obey the truth, even though you know it, you're worse off. So, we love you tonight, and we know that Yahweh's coming soon for a people that's kept the faith and hasn't denied his name. Now, we got to tell you, we're here. We'll see you tomorrow night right here around 10 o'clock on WWRB 3.185 live from the festival, having a great time. Yahweh's blessing. Yahweh is fixing to let his wrath fall upon this nation. It's going to be a great slaughter. Praise Yahweh. Why? Because the disobedient, unthankful, and unholy people of this country will meet the reward. They will reap what they have sown. If you've sown to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption with Yahweh with no respect of person. Call me tonight. Area code 423-338-1972. You can write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, with a zip 37824. Now, again, call me, area code 423-338-1972, or you can write me at Post Office Box 2284 in New Tazewell, Tennessee. We'll see you tomorrow night along the radio network on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWRB, Clear Channel around the world. Good night, and I love you.